Welcome to The Connection, a podcast to connect you to the parish of Yate.
My name's Howell.
And I'm Justin.
We are your hosts sharing with you the good news of the parish and to enable you to grow outside of the walls of the church building. So hello and welcome to The Connection. Today we are at the South Gloss Show, and if you hear in the background you can hear some music and you can hear some hammering. I'm here with Beverly, who's still here because South Gloss Show is part of the deanery. So Beverly, what's the hammering? It's getting louder. What's the hammering?
They're making bird boxes, which is one of the popular things from last year that we're doing even more of this year because it brings families together. And yeah, they're having a good time building bird boxes.
So what we're doing, we've got various different events going on all day where we've done bath bombs. You did the bath bombs,
didn't you? Bombs this morning. That's always, so we all day we have a series of workshops every hour, all free, that people can come and join in. We try to get a good balance of activities. So we've done bath bombs, we're now doing bird boxes. Mary Farrell's coming along to do flower arranging later. And we'll have a rerun of the bird boxes because it's so popular we have to do it twice.
I might interview Mary Farrell later on about the flower arranging. It'll be quieter then, won't it?
Yeah, so, definitely.
So what's the aim of what we're doing here then, Beverly?
The aim here is that the churches together from Yate and Chipping-Sopbury are here to be a presence to and to bless the people that come. It's a great opportunity. The church's tent has been here since the beginning. It's the fifth birthday of the festival this year. And every year people come back and they come to the church's tent because there's great activities and they're all free. And they just feel loved and cared for. And they're really surprised that the church is doing this for them.
And I think the other thing is the idea is that we're building different gifts so we can give...
Yes.
To other people. So the idea is that we make a gift to give to somebody else, because the essence of Christianity is it is God's gift to the world, isn't it? God offers himself to the world.
Yes, so the cards we give out say the greatest gift, but we're using the tag South Gloss Kindness. We've done different themes for the tent over the years, but this year and last we've focused on gifts and giving, and we were led by that verse, freely you have received, freely give. So the idea is that people come, it's a free activity, and they make a gift which they can then give to someone else. And we have a gift wrapping station, and Ian Wallace is our chief gift wrapper.
Is he any good at that?
Oh, he's fab at it.
He's got so
he
many
hidden tags. He does a Mr. Bean like no one
else. You can say that, Mr. Bean. I'm the worst gift wrapper ever,
yeah,
I tell
you. Yeah. Now, you have to have watched Love, actually, to understand that.
I know. It's the Rowan Atkinson thing. I'm the opposite with mine. It's sort of, yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, and the idea is that people can take gifts away and pass that blessing on to someone else.
Brilliant. So we'll interview a few more people as we go around throughout the day. So thanks a lot, and we'll see you soon. Right, Ben, I'm here now with Ben Thompson, who is the Seamies worker at Froomside, which is the other half of the mission area. Hiya, Ben.
Hiya, how are you?
All right, so what have you been doing today at the South Gloss Show then?
Well, I've mostly been trying to promote the activities that we've been doing here, handing out some sweeties and handing out some leaflets, having a chat with families walking by and some other people, telling them about the crafts activities, the flower arranging, bird boxes, all of that. And having a bit of chat, really.
Yeah, so I've been doing the same job, so we've just been grabbing people as they come, well, not physically grabbing people as they come past, but just engaging with people, just chatting away, asking them how they are, and trying to encourage them to come into the tent. And I think it's worked, because we've almost run out of flyers, haven't we?
Well, we've almost run out of flyers, and I think the tent's bigger than the causeway is at the minute.
Yeah, we've got a pile of people in there at the moment, and it's been quite good, as well as hot and a little bit exhausting, just engaging with people all day, hasn't it, really?
Yeah, it's been good. We've had some good conversations, and it's been a pretty positive time, I would think.
Yeah. So, Ben, what do you do at Froomside then? What's your remit there?
My remit at Froomside, I do all sorts of things at Froomside. I mostly support the work of our ordained clergy and our incumbent Malcolm Strange, but I also do a lot of research and report writing looking at how churches can improve on the mission that they're already doing, expand into new areas, and also how we can engage with issues of social justice. So yeah, that's probably my job in a nutshell.
All right, so what sorts of things have you been looking at for social justice then?
So at the minute, I'm currently halfway through compiling a report into rural poverty, looking at the causes and the effects of poverty when you live in an area which isn't served by good bus routes and good transport routes, how you're going to engage with getting in food in when you've not got shops which are open regularly, which charge high prices in the city centre, and how the church is going to engage with helping those who perhaps try and hide their issues of poverty out of any sort of sense of rural pride that might be there.
Ah, that's all right. I have to read that when it comes out. So yeah. What we'll do then is, as a trailer, when you finish that, we'll interview you and we'll have a chat about rural poverty, and I'll try not to talk about milk prices too much. Right, now we're with Ian Wallace now, who's rector of Yate Parish. And what are you doing today, Ian?
Well, I'm trying to wrap things of all shapes and sizes. The idea here is that people come and they use their creative skills to make a gift for someone, and I'm the end of the process. I get to wrap it nicely for them in tissue and cellophane, and I have to try and make it look nice, which, bearing in mind that I'm dealing with sort of spherical bath bombs, glasses, flower arranging, it's not always that easy. But,
but you're a bloke and you can wrap presents. Well, I'll be in.
I scrunch it all together with nice coloured tissue paper, tie it all up with a ribbon, and it seems to look okay.
All right, so my excuse of I can't do that would at Christmas time, you better do that, would not go down well then.
What, are you suggesting I set up a little business and you'll pay me for doing it?
Well, I would pay you to do my Christmas presents, to be fair, but then they'd know I wouldn't have done them. Yeah. They'd be like, that looks too nice.
And actually, Christmas being a very busy time, I'm not sure I'd really have the time to do it for you.
That's true, yeah. So we're doing this, we're doing about presents and giving a gift.
Yes.
And the idea behind that is that Christ is the biggest gift to us in our world. So how do you see the making of gifts and the giving of the greatest gift of Christ coming together here then?
Well, I just think when you stop and think about how much we have and what we have been given, you know, the generosity of God in terms of giving us everything and actually giving us it himself is just so remarkable. And actually, any expression of love that we have one for each other, which we express often in the giving of gifts, is a reflection of that love which he has for us.
So in a funny way, we're not making flower arrangements, we're not actually making just the bath bombs, we're actually making icons that point towards the love of God then.
Yeah, I think there is a reflection of God's goodness and love going on here, and even though people don't necessarily realise it or see it like that, actually that's what's happening.
And as well, the other thing that's really good we're doing today is we've actually provided a place which is cool, because today is super hot,
yes,
for people to come and just sit down quietly and have a... I know when I went to the Glastonbury Festival a while back, the worst thing about it was really hot and there's nowhere to sit down.
Yeah, well, we've been here at the South Gloucestershire Show every year since it started. We were one of the first people sort of here, and what we learned in the early years was actually people, it's quite an exhausting place to be, particularly if you've got a young family, and actually just to have something that can occupy the kids and you can just sit down for a little while and rest and relax means that you actually enjoy the whole show much more, because you can then go on reinvigorated. So yeah, that's part of the idea here, that people can come and rest and just enjoy time of chilling.
Yeah, and we've got, in a sense, it is sort of everyday mission, because we're using people's talents in different ways. So like Mary and Chrissy, who are doing the flower arranging. We've had other people all using their different skill sets in all sorts of different ways to do mission, but they might not think of it as mission in a sense, but it is.
Very much so. I mean, it was actually my wife Ruth who spotted in the local paper the fact that they were going to hold the first ever South Gloucestershire Show in 2013, and it was going to be in Westerley, and because it's sort of within our parish, we felt, well, we can't let it happen without, you know, engaging with it somehow, because in a sense this is where I think where Jesus would be, in the marketplace, in amongst the people, you know, in amongst their everyday lives. And yes, so we're here because people are here, and because we want to mix with them and reflect God's love into their lives.
Excellent. So we'll speak to a couple of other people. Thanks a lot, Ian.
Thanks very much, Al.
Right, so we're here now with Mary and Chris. Have just done the flower arranging. Now, I'm not an expert on flower arranging, to be fair. I think the last time I tried to do flower arranging when I was in the monastery and I tipped an arrangement on the floor, picked it up, put it back, and I thought it looked the same, but I was told quite violently, really, it wasn't by the flower person, but there we are. So what have you been doing today with the children here and the young people?
We've been doing a flower arrangement in a cup and saucer with small flowers and short pieces of greenery.
Do the kids seem to like it?
Yes, yeah. I was most impressed. The two little girls that I helped were both six, and they were absolutely fantastic. Very, very patient with their work.
Oh, yeah. That's really good then.
Yeah, one little girl that I helped had come back again because she'd actually been here last year.
Oh!
And she said I was looking forward to coming back again this year to do it again.
So, oh, there you go. Yeah. So, and I think what we're trying to do here is show that we are giving of our time and of ourselves in the same way that God gives to his world, isn't it? So it's kind of mission in an everyday way, because you two are just doing your normal skills, aren't you? Because you are flower arrangers, aren't you?
Yes. In a nice sort of way.
Well, some of the young mums seem to be enjoying it
Don't mind whether it's young mums or young dads.
You're completely equality.
Flower arranging isn't just for girls.
Several boys were really good today.
Yeah. Well, that guy I was saying about in the monastery, he was training with me for the priesthood, and he was a real man's man, and he was used to be a florist. Yeah. And he was really good at it, he was. He was a real man's man, he was, you know.
Good.
Well, excellent. So thanks for talking to us today, and thanks for coming and helping
Thank
out.
You. Thank you for having
Thank
us.
Right, so I'm here now with Adam and Dave. Is it Dave or David?
Oh, David, all the way.
Is it? I'll call you Di.
Whatever you like.
Whatever you like. So, David, you're a minister at the Methodist Church,
isn't it? Yes, yeah, definitely. And so we're here today, and we're as part of the ARC team to support you guys as churches together in Yate and Chipping Sodbury. And we're painting some rocks, which is all exciting.
Ah, right. And we were going to interview... he put his hand on, is that what it is? Adam, we're going to, but no, we've had a punter, so we can't. So that's all right. Now you carry on, she's all right. There we are, so we're going to paint some rocks on it. So,
yeah, definitely.
Do you think it's important that we work together on these things then?
Oh, I do. I think whenever we as Christians can come together and support one another, it is, you know, it's all about what the gospel shares and what Jesus teaches us. You know, there is good power in Christian unity. And so it's exciting, even if it is just simple things like painting rocks. It's all good.
Yeah, and we get to know each other a bit by doing these events as well, you know, which is always good. So you build relationships with each other.
None of us could do it by ourselves. So actually by working together, you have to put on something which looks much more appealing to people and much more professional. And you know, it's a win-win for everybody who's involved.
Yeah, because there's no way we could have done this ourselves.
No, nor the art, really.
No. So it's good that we can work together. Yeah. So together we are stronger.
Oh, yep. Definitely. Yeah. Got
to
be in it to win
rock?
It.
Yeah, well, I better leave us now because we've just been inundated with a few punters. All right.
All right.
Right, I'm here now with Matt. Now, you're working with the ARC bus. That means you're a Methodist, isn't it?
No.
Oh, right.
No, I'm funded by a Methodist grant, so I work for the Methodist Church.
Right.
So I originally come from... I used to go to Christ the Rock in Yate before I moved over towards Thornbury Way. So I... Church of Wales background as a boy. But I work for the Methodist Church and I'm a chaplain. So I work at Rolls Royce, Airbus, the Fire and Rescue Service and the prison, and funded by the Methodist Church.
Oh, right. So you've come to help us out today.
Yeah.
So tell us a little bit about the ARC bus and what they do and what have you.
Well, it was when I moved over to the Methodist Circuit, they come across this ARC bus project and I got to know Jenny Bourne. And I really like the fact that the whole idea is just to serve your community, be seen as part of the community, the church being very natural, involved in what's going around. And I thought that was really good. And they went over to the Methodist, asked for hands on decks, so they sort of come along. So I do a lot of things, like the Chipping Sudbury Festival, I did that one, and different things throughout the years. And I always come to this one with them.
Yeah.
Sometimes driving, sometimes doing flyers, sometimes doing like arts and crafts.
Right, so really, although this is like one event that we've done, and we did a podcast about the Yate Rocks event we did a few months ago, really this is across the area then, across like, you know, the Somerset and Bristol area, this sort of thing happens all the time then.
Yeah, I think there's so many different events that we could get involved with. I think Jenny has to be selective in what we do. And I think it's that whole thing of like trying to be, have consistency in your presence.
Yeah.
People always see you at those same things. So that's really good. So like for today, when I've been out on the walkway here now telling people about what we're doing, people I've talked to last year and remember us from last year and what we did, and the fact that we're doing this for free, and the fact that, you know, it's the churches that are out there, be, you know, doing something for them. When they're talking about having to pay £7 to go on a ride here or whatever it is, you know, saying, oh, well, you guys are free, you know.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. And I think that says a lot, though, and about the Christian message and who we are, is that we are offering a great gift to the world, aren't
we? Yeah, and that's what I love about the Ark. The Ark is, it goes out, and it's just that. So we're here because of our faith and our belief, and we're here to serve, you know, and I love that. I really like that whole thing.
And it's great that we're working together as different churches.
Yeah.
So we've got Anglicans, Methodists, Christ the Rock, people who are funded by the Methodists but not Methodists.
Mongrels.
Mongrels, there we are. I think I'm a bit of a mongrel sometimes, to be fair. Yeah. Right, so that's brilliant. So thanks a lot for talking to us, Matt. They're about to start making bird boxes again. It's now pretty much getting to the end of the day. It's got the 4 o'clock, and I'm here with Kaz, and we're back with Dave, where we were disturbed earlier by having punters coming in and start painting things. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, Kaz, how have you enjoyed today? What's been good about today that we've done?
Today has been really good. It's been non-stop excitement and chatting to people. So as people have walked past the stalls, we've been talking to people, finding out if they're having a good time here at the show, what they've seen, what they've liked, offering them free sweets, telling them about what's on offer here. I've been helping out with the glitter. I'm covered in glitter. I will be sparkling for days because I'm just magic.
You're always covered in glitter, though. Always covered in glitter. And Dave, what have you been up to today?
Oh, yeah, I've been painting pebbles all day. No, it's been really exciting. Really pleased. Not going to have to take all the pebbles home with me, which is always a good thing.
Do you want to describe what some of your pebbles here are like?
Oh, my goodness, yeah. So they're like kind of white, chalky little pebbles that we washed because, you know, you've got to wash them before you hand them out.
Why is that?
It's a bit dirty, aren't they, really, from B&Q?
Don't knock the queue.
Well, we're dog rough, we are. When we hand them out, we don't bother washing.
Oh, well, any best we'll do for the South Gloss show.
Yeah.
So we give them a little bit of a wash, and then we have a little paint.
And what paint colours have we got? We've got
yellow,
blue, green, black. Something? What was that?
White.
Red?
That was water, where you could obviously clean your brush. But no, it's been good. People have been painting all sorts in their pebbles.
And you've been doing not memory jars, positivity jars.
Joys of happiness.
That's it. Jars of happiness.
Pots of joy.
Yeah.
Oh.
Whatever we call them. No, it's good. And people have been, decorating those with tissue paper and lots of glitter.
Yeah.
So we're all covered in glitter now, I think, and we'll be finding it for days, no doubt.
Yeah, it's a really manly experience here with all the glitter. That's what I've got to say, innit?
And as you've decorated your beard, Hal, with glitter. That looks fantastic.
Have I done that again?
Yeah.
Oh, no, that happened when I did Yate Rocks. So I glittered my beard for days. I'll have to have a big, long shower later on and make sure I get all the glitter out of my beard. It's quite disturbing. So it's been great here today with in the South Gloss show. And the main thing is we've been a presence in the community, sharing the love of God with each other.
Definitely.
And just doing stuff and being there for people when they needed us. And perhaps one of the greatest things about it is it's all been free and we've been able to look after people too.
We've been blessing people.
Yeah.
And also not just people, but dogs as well, because there's so many dogs here at this year's show with their owners. They've been getting thirsty in this hot weather, so we've done cold water for dogs.
It's been good. Service for all. Yeah.
Including dogs.
Including dogs.
So thanks a lot for listening, and we'll sign off now. And don't forget to listen to our next podcast from the connection at Yate Parish.
Yeah. Stay glittery.
Stay glittery.
I hope you've enjoyed this week's episode, and you can find more online at www.yateparish.co.uk, or you can subscribe to this podcast via iTunes, Stitcher, and the Apple and Android SoundCloud app.
This is a podcast to connect you to the parish of Yate. If you want anything to feature on the podcast in the future, then please get in touch with us. You can do this by visiting our website.
Thank you for listening, and God bless.